Hello, everybody. This is Rob Morris. This is At the Elephants. This is the podcast that you're listening to right now, and you already know that. So let's get right to it. I am here to talk about homecoming. I actually shot quite a bit of content and footage and whatever the fuck you want to call it. I shot quite a bit of stuff in North Carolina this weekend on campus in Winston-Salem. At the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, I'm going to say all the words, because I went in person to this homecoming thing that they put together, and I'm going to talk about it right now. I'm also going to be publishing some episodes that are specifically from this weekend. I'm going to be publishing an episode where Stephen Kopp and I, who is my producer, my co-producer, my partner in crime on this At the Elephant's journey at this point. We went together. We graduated school together. It had been 10 years since we were on campus at the same time. And 10 years since we graduated. It was our 10-year reunion. So all of these things being true, I want you to know there's stuff coming. Specifically, and I've also got episodes. I've got great episodes just in the bank that are on their way out soon. So I'll tease some fun things. Recent drama directing graduate, Marina Zarita, Brazilian, brilliant, beautiful, talented, amazing. We talked. It was great. She's going to be on the show soon. Charlie Herndon. I believe I'm saying his last name right. I hope I'm saying it last name right. And we talked here in my living room, and he came over and we slapped together cameras because I haven't had that set up well in a while outside of this little thing I have right here. So talked to Charlie. He's going to be out soon. Also talked to a young man named Trent, who is a longtime listener and fan of At the Elephants, and we got to talk to each other as well, and all those episodes are coming soon, followed by so many more, because we're really rolling, we're really doing it, folks. You know, this is the longest consistent run of At the Elephants, I believe, with like no real big breaks since I ever started it, and you know, I'm proud of that. I have to say, I think we're doing something really cool here, and I think we're finally got some momentum. But, you know, enough of that. This isn't an update episode, even though it is just going to be me. I am going to talk to you about my opinion on this homecoming thing. And to give you a little bit of background, let's talk about just a little bit of background on this idea, right? When I was at school, he said, feeling old as shit, but not as old as some of the people that we're going to be talking to in these episodes, because I talked to some golden pickles. That's 50 years. So when I was in school 10 years ago plus, the drama school in particular is the only part I can speak to because I didn't really engage with alumni of other departments. I was in design and production briefly, but I don't remember an alumni event or a reunion of DMP. It doesn't cross my mind. If it happened, listeners, DMP listeners, let me know, hit me up, but not to my knowledge. However, there was very often a reunion in the drama school where people who graduated like 20 years ago is the one that I specifically remember happening a few times. The 20-year out grads would come back to campus, and Robert Beseda would put them all on stage in the Thrust, the Friedman, as it's now known. And he would sit them in a kind of a panel and sort of James Lipton us through how you doing, how's it been, what you been up to. And the people who were like television or film stars would sit shoulder to shoulder with the people who, you know, went to make kayaks or have a family or, you know, everybody in between. And no one was really over glorified or undersold or anything like that. And we got to all sit as a drama school after classes. This was usually done at like 4 PM. And we would all sit in the audience of this and look into our possible futures and naively try to pick which one of these people were we to become. I think it was tremendously valuable because they had also set up a situation where those same graduates were that morning allowed to take classes with us, and they could kind of pick which ones because there were only so many. But we would be in Sconey's class, like doing the workout, you know, at the beginning, the warm up, and we'd be doing it right next to someone who went to school in like 1990, and they'd be like, "This workout, right? Same thing." I'm like, "Yeah, same thing. This is crazy." It just, it felt like you were across generations involved in something very big and old and valuable. And that would seg into the kind of Q&A in the Friedman, in the Thrust. And then in the evening, at least on this one particular year that I very much enjoyed this whole thing, the class of 1990 came to like a house party that the seniors, the class of 2010, had thrown for them. And we got to sit and maybe drink and maybe smoke and maybe what, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I was there. And it was wonderful. And we got to talk to them. And I held a beer. And I have a distinct memory of them holding a beer. And I'm sitting there talking to Chris Parnell in the on the couch in some living room. And the star-struckedness of kind of earlier that day of seeing him once or twice and being a fan of him from SNL early, all the way through his career, and had faded. It had faded through the seeing him in the buildings that I was myself training in, and listening to him on stage, and then just seeing him at the party. It had melted away, and I just was able to communicate with someone who had a wealth of information and valuable thoughts to share, because we shared this connection. I found that whole thing very valuable, not just with Chris, but with everybody. Dodds Delzell, I can remember like a few names of people that I met that weekend. Everybody I met, a profound effect on me in different ways. And that sort of didn't continue when Carl Forsman became the drama dean. And as I understand it, also did not continue with Scott, the current dean and exiting dean of the drama school, as they make way for a new dean, which we did talk about a bit with the drama faculty while I was in town. So we may get to that. But so this tradition went away. And this podcast was born inspired by that tradition, the tradition of seeing what everybody's path is. You know, I was inspired by the talkbacks or the Q&As or whatever that we would have. Sometimes it would just be someone like Dane DeHaan and Anna Wood would come back like kind of together. Or I remember, you know, sometimes it was not alumni, just guests or friends of Gerald Friedman's or friends of Robert Bessett. As somebody would come back and they would talk to us. And they would tell us things. And it was a celebration of kind of being involved with something very big. That went away in the 10 years that I was there. So when I came back for my 10 year, which is of course not as grandiose as 20, 30, 40, 50, but 10 year reunion, I thought, what is this going to be? At the tail end of my time at School of the Arts, which, you know, I graduated in 2013, I went to New York and then I came back for a little while. So sort of around it again and left in 2016, or 2015 in the winter, whatever it was. They started to have this this gathering called Pickle Stock over the years of me being there, where they would very much celebrate the original classes, the golden pickles, the people celebrating their 50 years from the school. And this, of course, started in the 60s. And so this has been going on for some time, and there's still a celebration of the golden pickles that was a part of this weekend. I met three of them face-to-face and interviewed them at the Elephants. Three members of the class of 1973 drama, David Parker, Joyce Actor, and Margaret Holtz. I spoke with all three of them, and there's going to be an episode coming out that's exclusively dedicated, you know, to them taking the time to talk to me. It's very good. But this idea of the connection across the classes of come on back and share what you've learned, I think is very much not a thing. And so the pickle stock was happening, but it was very much felt like, oh, it's for old people. Let's be honest. Everybody who's doing this is in their 70s and it's a celebration for them. But great. And it's not like you're too old to share what you're doing, but the pickle stock wasn't like a come and share your info and all that. I don't remember that. It felt very like over there, they're having events. It wasn't like students and alumni put together, which is the real strength of the original idea, in my opinion. So it would seem the new Office of Advancement and Alumni Affairs and event coordinator people would like to broaden the idea of pickle stock to a homecoming. Why homecoming? Why call it homecoming? Well, a school that would have sports would have a big game in the fall. That would be the homecoming game, if you're not familiar with this idea. They would have like a football game in America, and we would invite everybody back to celebrate and cheer for our team, hoping we all win. And then there would be big parties and events surrounding it, right? So it's a big to-do on a campus with a sports team, but we don't have that. But we had pickle stock. But then people would say pickle stock, and people would be like, what the fuck does that mean? I don't understand. Is it a concert? That kind of sounds like Woodstock, right? So is that what this supposed to be? Are there going to be multiple stages? Like, well, I don't understand this. And then in the next sentence, you inevitably, in explaining pickle stock, would be like, oh, well, it's kind of like homecoming. So why not just fucking call it homecoming and skip the step? I agree. I think this is a great branding idea. Let's call it homecoming. But there's no football game. So what are we doing instead of the homecoming, right? In my mind, after going to all of this weekend, it seems very obvious with the story I just explained how it would work and should work. But I'm not sure that that's the vision that was had for it. So what did they do? What did I experience in being invited to homecoming and then going to it? I'll walk you through it. And I'll be brief because it was simple. And I think in a lot of ways, the execution of the idea was what was great. And the idea is what was missing. There's not enough focus on the idea and thought put into the idea. And then the execution was great. Was like really cool. And actually being there, I'm going to get to it. There's a bunch of cool stuff. And I wish more people had come. But I also very much, because of that idea, understand why they did not come. And I will explain this to you very simply. So we got contacted via email. I did. There's going to be a homecoming. There was actually an event out here in Los Angeles. I went to this event. My buddy John Bowers, who's been on the podcast before, very dear friend, old friend, he is working in the Office of Advancement. He is coordinating events for them, and he coordinated an event in Los Angeles, which I attended. He told me about this fall homecoming thing. I said, sounds lovely. I would love to go. What is it? What are we doing? He explained to me kind of what I explained to you, and that it used to sort of happen, and then pickle stock and blah, blah, blah. What we would like to do is we would like to open it up to allow the alumni to produce events in a way and kind of plan it themselves. So if they want to have a reunion, they will. If they don't, that's cool. But there will be these different events kind of happening for them to participate in. And there were. So I got this conversation and then later got the email. I registered, or at least I thought I did. Apparently, I didn't hit the final button or something. Caused me a little trouble later. But I registered for the event, or so I thought. And then the week rolled around, and John and I had kind of talked about maybe doing an At the Elephants thing. And based on what we talked about, I thought, you know what, I'm going to show up and just do what I'm going to do. Try to make something happen. That sounds like the vibe. So we didn't really make an exact plan for how At the Elephants would be at homecoming, just that it would and that I would. And the week rolled around and it came down to an app. They picked an app called Whova, which is apparently very popular for things like conferences and conventions. Stephen Kopp was familiar with Whova. And I eventually got this app downloaded, fixed my stupid registration mistake, dummy, and registered properly for the event and got access to Whova. And Whova had all the people who had registered for the weekend for the homecoming weekend, and like contact information, basic stuff, their names, the companies they may work for now or jobs they might have. It really pretty clever way to do the networking part of this. So way to go on the Whova thing. I hate an extra app. I don't turn on notifications except for text because I don't like people bothering me with stuff. So if you handle it properly, keep it low key so you don't have to check in with it too much. It is a cool resource because you got all these people. If you're there to network, which should be part of the alumni thing, if you're there to meet other alumni or whatever, great. So love that. Very well done. Within this app also was a schedule, and there was an itinerary made saying basically, and I'll try to run this down from memory because rather than look it up, I'd like to think of what stuck with me, right? And what stuck with me was Thursday night, the Golden Pickles that were in town, whoever was going to come that graduated in 73, they're going to be going to dinner and doing like a Thursday night celebration. That's the only thing on Thursday. Then on Friday, there's like a number of different class-oriented things. They were letting us know, hey, fall dance is going on. There's a play in the drama school. I think that was told to us, or I might have found that out word of mouth. But there's some different things to see. These classes are available for you. So it's like drama class, this hour to this hour, you know, observation available. If like you want to go watch acting class, with Carl Forsman or whatever you want to do, that's what we chose. And, that was great. That was really great. I feel like that being available was good. The problem was this. And I don't want to place blame on anybody in particular because I've actually kind of heard from everybody that it was the other person's fault. So I'm not even going to get into why this happened. I don't care. What did happen is when we in particular, being me, my wife, who's as there's a guest, Wiley Gorn and Stephen Kopp, the three of us that came from the class of 2013 to celebrate our reunion out of 28, because we organized amongst the three of us to go, and that's who we thought would be interested. So that's what we asked each other. Nobody else had that thought. That's okay. So we show up in the drama school to go to this acting class at like 2 o'clock. First of all, the class is at 2:30, not at 2 o'clock. So that caused a little confusion because there was one other couple from an earlier class in the 80s who was there to also watch acting class, and they were mistaken about the time as well. So, it is interesting that it seems like they weren't ready for us. Like drama didn't really know which day we were coming. And here's the other thing. This is where this starts to come into play. The homecoming weekend, the whole homecoming, and I didn't know this until like the day before, the whole homecoming weekend, right, is also parents' weekend, where they invite the parents 1 month into school to come see what the hell the kids are up to. That, when I was at school, was a big deal because there were lots of parents that came, and those parents came, you know, with the classes. We knew the parents were going to come as the students. Even if you weren't like a first year, you knew the parents were coming this weekend and it was going to be full of people. They might be coming and sitting in on your classes. Heads up. Like you knew. I didn't know as an alumni that we were all on the same weekend. And we're all on the same app on Whova together. And I'm seeing these other names. Like these people did. I don't recognize any of these names, even though like, I guess they could be older. I don't know. It turns out that I don't recognize them because they're parents of current students. So they overlapped both things. I guess with the idea of trying to get a lot of people on campus at once, and also how many invasive let people come to class days should there be. Okay, I actually don't have a problem with that. But that didn't seem to be a huge population. There were some parents, believe me, but we didn't run into a lot of parents and we weren't watching the same acting class. When we showed up in Carl's acting class, he had no idea we were going to be there. He didn't know we were going to be there. I think he forgot in general that the weekend was the thing. Maybe at some point it was discussed, but what didn't happen, and this is what matters, they weren't ready for us. And that's fine because we just slipped in the back and all that stuff. Like it worked out okay. But in an ideal world, if I was a teacher and I have been a teacher, and if I was teaching a class and people were going to come observe, I'd really want to know who was coming and when, and I would kind of shape that class day around it. I would make sure that there was maybe some Q&A involved if that's what I wanted to do, or I would make sure that the material we were working on that day, the students knew, you know, and it would be up to the teacher whether or not they'd want to tell anybody or have that affect anything. But that should be their call to make, and they should be prepared to decide how these observations are going to affect class that day. And I think the coming – that mix, that collaboration, that is a good thing. We should do it, but they need to be ready for us to do it. It really seems like what used to be an art school affair has shifted to like a commons welcome center affair, right? A UNCSA affair, student life, that whole group of people that when we were on campus – it felt like they were there for the high school kids more than they were there for the college kids. And so that takes me into the final Saturday of this homecoming weekend, which they basically tried and I think executed a mini like Beaux-Arts weekend where during the day there's stuff on the hill to do that's super fun and activities and, you know, people are painting faces and caricatures and there's food trucks and, you know, the carnival, the rides and games thing. That's supposed to be the whole idea. But you don't want to overextend yourself on that because you don't know who's going to come. Like at the end of Beaux-Arts, you know how many students are there. In this case, it's like how many big inflatable things do you want to buy? Because who knows who's going to show up and who's of these people over the age of 30, how many of them are going to be riding rides and stuff. So that's a careful thing to execute. But I think they did a good job. They planned like an impromptu parade around campus that included live music, which I thought was kind of going to be a dud because I was like, are these 50-year-olds going to want to walk around in a circle in a parade? But I was wrong, and that seemed to go great, though my knee was messed up the whole time I was there, so I didn't get to participate in the parade. But I recorded some episodes. You know, we did that. I got some interviews at the Elephants, which is a big reason of why I went. I wanted to do that. So I did get to do that, and I got to do that around some other people, kind of making noise in the background in the midst of all of it. It was fun. And then that led it, but that was only from 11 to 2. There was also a scheduled School of Drama with the assistant dean kind of meeting catch up where everybody who was School of Drama who was interested could go to the drama gym and talk to Greg Walter about the drama dean search and how it's been going at the school lately and all. It was the whole weekend was one of the most interesting things for me. I'm like, yeah, let me know. Like, what's going on these days? How is it going? And we got a very comprehensive update. I got to see Robert Beseda, who's one of my favorite people on earth. And I got to see other alums, some of which I knew, Tiffany Little Canfield, some of which I met for the first time and got to hear their feedback on all sorts of stuff. It was like the closest thing to that Friedman thrust Q&A thing I was so hungry for that I thought at least the 20-year, the people from 2003, they'll be doing that and I'll get to watch it. There were two guys from 2003. Who both thought they might be sitting on the stage doing that and came to find out that they don't do that anymore. Because they remember when they were in school and they got to watch them from 20 years ago do their thing. So we got this great morning, Saturday morning drama school thing, but it was scheduled at 11 a.m., which was exactly the same time this whole block party on the hill was supposed to happen from 11 to only 2 p.m. So it's only 3 hours, the block party, and the most interesting thing I wanted to do all weekend was scheduled at the exact same time when there was, we could have done that earlier. We could have done the drama school meeting thing at 2 after the carnival because in the evening they wanted to do a Beaux-Arts ball thing at the Millennium Center, which was really fun, actually. Despite a lower turnout, there was plenty of people there for us to have a good time and have some good catch up. But it just seemed a little disjointed. And again, it seemed like two things that were really missing. They seem to be almost kind of treating us like we wanted to be back to be students. And I think for people who are way out, 40, 50 years out, that's fun. Come back and play student a little bit, you know? For those of us that are 10, 20 years out, the vibe I get is if you're going to invite us back at all, we'd love to just be recognized as either artists or whatever it is we're doing now. And just like kind of be called your children, because with all the stuff the school goes through and has gone through, there's lots of reasons why people would have issues with things that have happened in the past. But the school has produced a lot of really wonderful people across all of the different arts. And I think that what I hear the most, and I sent some stuff out on Instagram as far as my opinion, and I got a lot of feedback from it. And what I'm really hearing from everybody and what I feel is that we don't really like the ball's fun. That's a fun way to cap off the whole thing for sure. But treat us, we just want to be treated like you remember us, you give a shit that we went there. And, you know, for me, it's a little bit of like, we weren't wrong to pick you, no matter what the hell you're doing. I'm not saying you have to stick to your art or have a certain job or get booked on a thing. That's not what I'm saying. But if the school was just acknowledging that this group of people have something in common and we're proud of you, kid, and come on home. If you're going to call it a homecoming, you should know we're coming home. Everybody should know we're coming home. And it should feel like home. You should welcome us home. And I think the advancement office, the people who threw this, did that. They did their fucking best. Rich did a great job. Sarah did a great job. John did a great job. I am writing it in stone. You guys crushed it. It was really cool. That's the execution part. What's missing is the vision, because the art schools weren't a part at all of welcoming us back, in my experience. And my art school loves me, not like more than anybody else, but every faculty member I saw, every single one, I saw like six or seven different teachers that I love. We're like, hey, we're so glad you're here. Fuck yeah. What are we doing? It wasn't the whole school, all five schools working together to say, welcome back. The film dean was definitely great. She spoke during the Golden Pickle ceremony thing where they honored the people 50 years out. And she was at screenings and I saw her. I didn't see the drama dean once. I know he's on his way out, but I didn't see the drama dean the whole time I was home for homecoming, and I went to everything I was supposed to go to. I saw the assistant dean. I saw Greg. And I love seeing Greg, but so that's my critique, you know? And beyond a critique, which is useless, I think, to give without a solution, I have one, and a big one. I have an answer, maybe, to all of this. I say you take the best parts of everything that we used to all love, and you put it together. When I was a first year in DMP, not in drama, it was the first year that Cirque du Soleil came and kind of took over the School of Design and Production and big parts of the campus, and they put on like a job fair. And what was cool about that was there was like all these different like keynotes and talkbacks and Q&As and presentations and little interesting things to go to. And it was like a conference, and you got a little badge and you could sign up for different things. And I remember I went to a lady who worked on cruise ships, and that was the first time I ever really got to talk to somebody about maybe working on a cruise ship, doing lighting design or something. I took a few different things. You had to take a minimum. I think I took more than my minimum, and I got to make choice, and I also got to get great value out of what I was doing. And I think you do that. I think I'm sorry if the schools don't like it, but you slow down the campus and you participate with everybody. So like, hey, the 20 years out drama reunion, which we're going to help them organize, we're going to reach out to each of them individually as the School of Drama and UNCSA together. We're going to go to the people of 2004. We're going to try to individually contact them by phone or email and get them to come to campus, letting them know they're going to be a part of a panel that anyone can go to. And we're going to have somebody kind of moderate a Q&A, you know, with that class. And the drama school can go, film school wants to go. Maybe you're a fan of that. There's an actor in that class. You like their work. You can go to that. You could also do the same thing with design and production and say the class of 2004 design and production is also going to do a panel. They're not at the same time. Afterwards, after the drama one is the DMP panel 20 years out, and you do all five as much as you can get. Now, if you get two people from one school, maybe it doesn't constitute a panel. We create a minimum. If you can't get that many people to come back, you may not be able to pull it off. But if you can personally invite and establish a connection between like a most of a class, and you're giving them value, because that's the other thing. Why do we want to come to campus? What's the point? Well, some people, ego alone, are like, you're going to put me on stage and give me a microphone? I'll come tell those kids what the fuck is up. There's plenty of people who have that. That alone would be enough motivation. There are other people that are just waiting for the invitation. They want to go. They like the school. They love to participate. They just didn't know there was a fucking thing. There's a fair amount of those people. It really wouldn't be that difficult to do, but you have to, you know, on Friday from 4 to the rest of the night, everything's canceled because it's alumni weekend. It's parents weekend. And the parents can go to these panels if they want. Make it the same weekend. That's fine. But the parents in the audience of that 2004 class, and we get to check in. We get to see. And the class of 10 years out, so the class of 2014 at this thing, is also welcome. They may not have a full panel, but they may be like invited to classes individually. And if they go to a class and the teacher wants to take the last 20 minutes to do a little Q&A with that acting class with these actors from 10 years ago, what have you learned? Because you're more recently in the business. You graduated more recently. You've had to navigate something, you know, more present, more the pandemic. You were younger, like these kids almost. Like, there's so much. There's so much value. And then here's the thing that happens. That's Friday night, right? Friday afternoon into the evening, you're doing these panels kind of back to back, right? Maybe a little space in between. So if you want to go to multiple, you're not just sitting there for like ever. But in the evening on Friday, there are a number of different alumni businesses that are in the Winston-Salem area. There are a number of other businesses that are alumni driven that are virtual. Artist Strategy with Mike Labadia and Joshua Morgan. Virtual business. It has no brick and mortar, right? Invite those business owners who are alumni to campus specifically to have a booth, if you will, whether that's a physical booth somewhere at some point or not, to have a presence to say, hey, this is, let's give a chance for us to hawk our thing. David Bowen and Maddie Fox, who graduated in 2015 from drama, have a bar called Easy Talk. It's almost walking distance from the school. It is adorable. It's a little cocktail bar inspired by all the things they learned in Asia. I went twice, gave them a bunch of money willingly because it was delicious. Like, I had a blast. And the school, the only reason I knew about it is because John Bowers told me it was there, not because the school was like, and tonight we have a cross partnership with Easy Talk, you guys. So if you blah, 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 here's half off your beverage. Let's get everybody paid. There's your value. Let's get everybody paid. You have a business? Let's get you some customers. Let's network you with people. I met people all weekend who I don't even know what they do for a living, and maybe we can help each other. Maybe I want to give them some business. Maybe they want to listen to the podcast. Where was the opportunity for At the Elephants to have a big, loud presence for the school to back the show and say, hey, and for those of you who are just alumni nerds, you want to know what there's going on. We got Rob Morris. He's been doing a podcast for 10 years. Like, there's so many things that could have been highlighted that if the school would have highlighted them and gone out of their way to integrate it into the weekend, the alumni who run those businesses or have those projects or whatever, they'll do the work to make sure it gets seen and done and that something gets fleshed out. And then it's their job to just coordinate a fucking schedule amongst all these really good ideas where, and I don't mean all my good ideas, I mean the businesses and all these different alumni projects and ideas. We're not just need to come back to party. That's fine. Let's party at the end. But bring us back and tell us we have value and let us show you we have value. because there's so many different ways and diverse ways. And then you're also, in that way, you're teaching the students that their choices of growth and amazing shit to do when they get out of school is not limited to these precise disciplines. There's so many things they can do. There's so many paths they can follow. And that is deeply inspirational. That's what I wanted to be a part of this weekend. And I'll tell you, it didn't happen in the same way that it could, but it could work this way. It could happen this way. And I think there are a lot of alums who were told this thing when we were at school. Maybe this is why it feels so personal. I get so animated. We were told that the Pickle Network, that the alumni network that we were going to be a part of at the school, that was kind of one of the selling points. You know, while we were applying to school and while we were in school, they were like, these are the people who will help you. And that may be true. But why can't the fucking school help us help you, baby? Like, let's all help each other. And part of that is this great homecoming idea. It's a great idea. But the vision for it is lacking in that I don't know that anybody thought about the value it was bringing to anybody other than it being fun. There's a bunch of great ideas that made it fun. Like the carnival stuff was fun. The food trucks were fun. The ball was fun. The little pins I got, you know, the little flag. It's fun. It was lots of fun. But why at our age, fun is not enough to buy a plane ticket? I can have fun here. I can have fun with my dog and my wife. And, you know, we got video games and movies and I got fun. I need value to buy a ticket to fly from Los Angeles. And I'm willing to get that value and I'm willing to provide that value. So we'll see. We'll see what they figure out. End of rant on homecoming. End of rant for now. I'm going to talk about it some more when Stephen Kopp's on the show. I'm also going to be sharing the Golden Pickles episode with you very soon. I'm hoping to do that in the next week or so. It's going to be some rapid fire stuff coming out because I don't want to hold on to it for too long. But we got a little travel blog action. It's going to be on the YouTube if you want to kind of see the journey of us going. We'll be publishing that along with some footage from earlier this year at the Lincoln Center alumni event that happened in New York. So Stephen Kopp was at that. We both were at this. We're going to cut it all together into kind of a this year traveling with the at the Elephants. But as usual, thank you all very much for watching, listening, participating in all of this. If you heard this whole thing, I can't thank you enough. And what it means to me is that you're deeply committed. You're deeply committed to this whole goofy thing of us all going to the same school. So thank you, and we'll see you soon.